Did y'all forget Biden? Just a few months ago, y'all was talking about voting for Biden. Y'all remember that? Let me remind you. Y'all was saying that y'all was voting for Biden. Remember? Just a couple of months ago, you said, yep, I'm going Biden. Biden. That's what you said to me. And as he was trying to find his way back to the White House, even though it was this big old white building right after he got off the helicopter, and the Secret Service had to join hands in order to try to direct them the right way because they knew that the cameras was out there. And Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi kicked him off of his own campaign, and they changed the Democratic National Convention into a farewell tour for Biden. He's still out here. He still got a camera in front of his face. He's still president. He's still president of the United States of America, and I'm not going to let y'all forget it. I'm not going to let y'all forget it. Biden is still president of the United States of the Americas, and I'm not going to let you forget about it. So this is his most recent comment about Trump supporters as a result of the Puerto Rican comments that was happening from the comedian. Check it out.
Donald Trump has no character. He doesn't give a damn about the Latino community. He's failed businessman. He only cares about the billionaire friends he has and accumulating wealth for those at the top. You know, he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. Give me a break. He wants to do away with the birthright citizenship. Who the hell has said that in the last 100 years? And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know.
Oh, you only know one Puerto Rican, Biden? The Puerto Rican that I know. Biden is almost doing the black friend comment. I got a black friend. I'm not racist. I got a black friend.
Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Woo! Now, you know, listen, you know that the people is going to pick up on that Biden and they're going to run with that. Let me get what he said again. Is he talking about half the country, over 100 million people? Over 100 million people.
I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
So, the guy that said that he was the president for all is now saying that the only garbage that he sees out here is the people that support Trump. Not that we're making an informed decision for our family. Because, see, listen, you could sit here and get mad at Trump for the fact that he had a comedian, and we all know that comedians is going to be off the cuff and they're going to do what they want to do when they want to do it. Dave Chappelle do it all the time. And so people had this fake outrage because they was looking for some straws to grasp because they know that it's going to be 100 million people that's voting for Trump, right? And so even though the Trump campaign denounced, hey, man, listen, we ain't know the comedian was going to get up there and do no crazy stuff like that. He know better than that. We in an election season. That's the last thing that we need right now. Even though he denied it, people grasped a straw. Well, you're getting it straight from the source. You get it straight from the horse's mouth. He told you that if you are a Trump supporter, you are garbage. How does this compare to if you don't vote for me, you're not black? I don't know. Well, they asked Kamala Harris about it on the campaign. And Kamala Harris said, this is my thoughts when it comes to Biden.
The American people have a real choice and a very important decision to make in 6 days. And it is about who will not only lead the country, but occupy the White House where critical decisions are made that include how we think about who we are as a nation and whether we are going to be a nation of people who attempt to unify and break through this era of divisiveness, or are we going to be a nation of people who has a president stewing in the Oval Office over his enemies list? And I think that the turnout last night and the kind of feedback that we are receiving is a strong indication that the American people actually want a leader who is going to bring us together. And that's the type of leader I intend to be.
Have you spoken to President Biden since his comment last night about garbage?
Listen, I think that, first of all, he clarified his comments. But let me be clear, I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for. It's, you heard my speech last night.
What is up with her neck? We're going to get to her comments in a second. What the hell is up with her neck? How did her neck, huh? No, her neck didn't look like that 2 years ago. You think she, she was never real fat like that. No. She got that Ozempic neck. No, but I don't think that she took Ozempic. She just got the same type of neck. Look like an elephant tusk. And I know that this is what happens when you get older, but how do you age in 90 days to where your neck start looking like an elephant? That is weird. This is why I don't think that women should even be thinking about taking up positions like men. Do y'all know how stressful it is? Do y'all see how bad a lot of these presidents age over the time that they're in office? That's not meant for a woman. That's not meant for women. Women should not be dealing with that nonsense. She was already stressed out because they was arguing in the White House in 2021. Biden, I said that I was going to take care of the migrant crisis. Kamala, you already messing up, okay? 92% turnover rate of her staff. They say she was hard to work with. Man, that's hard. That's hard. But let me get to her comments. I'm sorry.
And continuously throughout my career, I believe that the work that I do is about representing all the people, whether they support me or not. And as president of the United States, I will be a president for all Americans, whether you vote for me or not. That's my responsibility, and that's the kind of work that I've done my entire career, and I take it very seriously.
Have you spoken to him about his comments and his intentions?
He did call me last night, but this didn't come up.
Are you concerned about what impact this may have on voters, on the divisiveness of the election, and whether or not it's going to dissuade some people from supporting you because of your affiliation with the president and this administration?
I've been very clear with the American public. I respect the challenges that people face. I respect the fact that we all have so much more in common than what separates us. And
not that same speech. Listen, I think that she cleaned it up nicely. We would like to not get the same speech and the same talking points, but I think she cleaned it up a little nicely. She said, listen, because she got hindsight, right? Biden is speaking off the cuff. I don't even think that he wanted to win, to be honest with you. But she's speaking in hindsight. So she's like, yo, no. Everybody, we got to be a president for everybody. Well, that's what she got to say in order to make sure that she speak on it. Well, Trump is in natural troll mode. And so he decided to get inside of a garbage truck to make sure that he represent for the people that they call trash and his supporters. Check it out. What the? Yo, shout out to Prez. This is the only person, the only president in my lifetime that will put on the garbage vest to make sure that he specifically address what the people are saying without addressing it.
$250 million people are not garbage. I can tell you who the real garbage is, but we won't say that.
Actually got a garbage truck with Trump on it. That is, come on, man. I hope to be at this level of trolling in my life at some point. When I get older, when I get 70 and 80 years old, the only thing I want to do is troll. That's it. All I want to do is make fun of people and troll. When I get this old, I just want to be so petty and just let it all out on the floor. Right now, we still in, you know, trying to figure it out, making sure that we run up the bag, make sure we don't offend too many people. But I want to be this level of petty.
All right, guys.
I think the Democrats have done a very poor job. We're leading in every state. We're leading big. And
he's doing a press conference inside of the garbage truck. Come on, man. Come on, dog. He's doing a press conference inside of the garbage truck, man.
I think that the comment made by really both of them, because there are really two of them, about being garbage, maybe 250 million people, they shouldn't be talking. That's like deplorable for Hillary. This is the deplorable for Hillary. And I think this is worse, actually. For Joe Biden to make that statement, it's really a disgrace. And I think 250 million people in this country are going to be very happy, because we're going to bring the country back. We're a nation in decline, very, very serious decline. And we're going to bring our country back. I love Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico loves me. I don't know anything about a comedian. I love Puerto Rico. Nobody's done more for Puerto Rico than me. I took care of them when they had the big hurricanes. And nobody gets along better with Puerto Rico and the Puerto Rican people than me. They love me and I love them. I don't know anything about the comedian. I don't know who he is. I've never seen him. I heard he made a statement, but it was just a statement that he made. He's a comedian. What can I tell you? I know nothing about him. I don't know why he's there. You put comedians up, and I guess he went on earlier in the show. I don't know who he is. How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden. But I just wanted to let you know that 250 million people, that's what I think the real number is for making America great again. 250 million, the real number. They don't think in terms of garbage, okay? They don't use terms like that. And it's a shame. And Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself if he knows what he's even doing.
He said, if he knows what he's even doing. Man, look, bro. Come next week, because I believe that it's going to be a long week next week. We are going to see a historic moment, and I believe that we're going to paint the country red. Whole country going red. Maybe not California. Maybe not California. But the whole country is going red next week. Let me give my president a round of applause. That's my president right there. Shout out to all of the guys that was at the pancake house that was mad about it.